Oh, I made a bundt cake. Let me put on some coffee. Who would like coffee and cake?
Thanks, but we have to be getting back.
Have a fucking cup of coffee.
Coffee will be great. Thank you.
My cold is getting a little better. Can you hear it? Can you tell? Yeah, I treated it with coffee. Caffeine is the cure, my friend. Caffeine is the answer. But I'm telling you, I jump on every newsflash that tells you coffee's good for you. Used to be they said it was bad, it stunts your growth, it turns you into a nervous, hypertensive individual. Not so. Now they're telling you it's good for your blood pressure. It's good for your prostate. That includes you women, too. It's that miraculous. Coffee's wonderful. I envy these people who are down there in these warm countries, Costa Rica, South America, picking these coffee beans. I wish I was there today. What a life. I love these coffee companies. God bless them. And coffee has cured me today, ladies and gentlemen. And you know what they tell you? Coffee actually burns calories. And there's no calories in this stuff. There's no calories in coffee. It's too good to be true. If you're not a coffee drinker and you're going to start, let me give you some advice, folks. Drink it black. Start it right. Don't put any of this crap in it, the cream, the sugar. You're going to be messed up for the rest of your life. It's going to be a hassle for you the rest of your life. How much cream do you like? How much sugar? You don't have cream. You don't have sugar. Forget it. It's simpler. Drink it black. Black is beautiful. Where was I? The apostasy. I told you that yesterday that there were Jews in that era who were trying to dissuade people from the pure gospel of grace that Paul brought. And after Paul died, that came in with a vengeance. And people who had been standing in grace, in the unconditional love of God, suddenly began to lose that message. They began to be talked out of it. There were no strong teachers really at the time. Well, there always has been a remnant. There's people down through the ears who will believe the truth. But the general population who had once believed in Jesus began to fall away and believe that the sacrifice of Christ was not sufficient. And then began to creep in these doctrines of human free will, of eternal torment for those who don't believe. Now, these weren't the original beliefs of the church, my friends. They were not. The doctrine of the Trinity, for instance, came from the Nicene Council back in the 4th century A.D. And when the Bible, when the scriptures were translated into Latin, that's when the word aeternium crept into the scriptures, substituting for the word Ionian, the inspired word. Things began to get corrupted. And very early on in the new millennium is when the apostasy started. So there's Christians today. I know they're all looking at their watches, waiting for the apostasy. When's it going to get here? We're going to be ready for it when it comes. We're going to stand by our parapets and with our binoculars, and we'll spot it. Guess what, folks? It's operating in your midst. You are the apostasy. You think you're fighting it? Is this a plot of Satan or what? He gets the people who imagine they're fighting the apostasy, and he works the apostasy through their midst. What a deception. They don't even know they're doing it. The world knows because they can spot it a mile away. They can sniff apostasy from 100 stadia. That's an old Bible distance term. They know hypocrisy when they hear it, but the church doesn't. The apostasy is here. And I'm out of time. What Jesus said one time? He said that many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ. I used to thought, man, that's going to be obvious when somebody comes along saying, I am the Christ, and the guy looks like Don Rickles or something. Nobody's going to believe that guy. But that's not what he means. Whew, wait till I tell you what he means. You're going to love it. You got to come here tomorrow at the same time, same station. I will continue to be Martin Zender, and I will continue to exhort you to believe in God no matter what the clergy say.